You know, over the past three decades, Jane's Ice Cream, founded by sisters Jane and Amy Keller, has grown from their humble beginnings as a street-side lunch spot in Phoenicia, New York, into a regional ice cream powerhouse. So, in the guise of journalism, we have them come in and bring ice cream, and we try to tell you that this is a segment that we're doing not just to try cool flavors, but also to talk about the latest trends in ice cream. Jane's is run by husband and wife team Amy Keller and Bob Guidobaldi, and they join us this morning. We're also joined by their granddaughter, Ariella Guidobaldi. And Ariella is, good morning. Welcome.
Good
Very
morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
They have you sucked into the business?
Not quite yet, but okay. It's always good to eat ice cream.
All right. Excellent. Well, very nice. Well, it's great to see the two of you. Thank you very much for being here, Amy, Bob. Very nice. Welcome.
Yes, thanks.
Good
always
to be here,
a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's a yearly tradition to have you here, and we love having you. So what is new in the world of ice cream? What do we need to know?
You know, I figured that you're just... I didn't want it to be old hat and just bring all the greatest flavors.
Oh, well, yeah, we wouldn't want that either.
So I wanted you to feel like you were in the R&D lab with us.
All right.
And I brought some experiments that may or
may
not
ice
work.
Cream?
Well,
what?
I want your vote.
Okay.
And the other thing I always want to encourage
it's good
is...
good to get a vote, Joe.
Yeah, no, I know that's true. That's true.
I'd like to encourage the audience to email us because, you know, we have... at least 70 flavors. And every year our customers, our wholesale customers say, well, what's new? I'd like to say, but you haven't tried all 70. You're looking for a new flavor, but you haven't really tried them all as it is. But it never fails that they want a new flavor. So we have to always go to the R&D lab. And I brought some of the experiments from this season.
Okay.
And I don't know that actually we haven't introduced them because some of them really didn't work. So I thought, oh, you could feel like you were in the R&D lab with us.
All right. We want you to tell us why they didn't work, Joe.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm being put on the spot,
you
here.
Know,
all right, so where would you like to... Okay,
I want
to
say that our freezer is 35 below. So before we taste those, I did want to sort of... Have you seen this?
No.
We have this thing where... Remember last year we talked about Hamilton and how
I do
we
remember
went
that.
We made those
yes.
flavors. Well,
yep.
We have these family members who... in 5 seconds flat, think of creative names for flavors that relate to certain subjects. So the Hutton Brickyard in Kingston, who's doing Smorgasburg, which is a great success. We've been doing it once a month this year, bringing our ice cream to the site in Kingston. But about a month ago, Bob Dylan did two nights there, and they have a great concert venue. So we were going to sell ice cream at the Dylan concert, and we thought, why don't we make up flavors for special for Bob Dylan songs. So I got these stickers that said everybody must get coned.
Yes.
And we got these great flavor names.
Gotta serve strawberry like a coffee cone when the chips come in. Neighborhood berry on the rocky road again, Mr. Tangerine Man. Shelter from the Fudge. Sad-eyed Lady of the
Cocoa. I love that one.
Yeah, that's yeah. really good. Zimmerman's Lyrical Chocolate.
It was
the Nobel Caramel Prize. That's
yes.
good.
Yes. Yeah.
Baby Lemon Follow You Down. So, cool.
Yeah. So we were thinking, oh, maybe the new family business should be, you know, for weddings and bar mitzvahs, right? You tell us, you know, who's getting married and what their hobbies are, and we make flavors that will... that will cater the event.
Who came up with blowing in the mint?
It's
all
good, right?
Just checking.
So, yeah, just checking. So it was a great success. The
yeah.
Dylan fans loved it. And we're thinking about, you know, the kids. Really, my nieces aged 16 and 13 came up with a lot of flavor names. So, you know, maybe that'll be the new family business.
Well, good. Well,
yeah.
good for you. Well, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
All right. So let's go into the R&D lab. Where do you want to begin?
Well, I love Mediterranean flavors.
Okay.
And we did make a new flavor called Seduction, which is one of my favorite flavors, which completely failed. But what do you think of a sweet cream ice cream with roasted and salted sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, and pumpkin seeds?
Seems very busy.
It's busy, but so it's like salty and sweet.
Okay.
And anyway, that was last year. This year, we went to some fruits of the... of Morocco. So I did a whole date thing.
Oh, I love dates.
You do.
I love dates.
First taste.
Bob, yeah, okay. What's the name of the... Bob gets dates every Christmas from Shields in... Where is that?
In California, in the...
Thousand Palms or
those
something.
Those are date people?
They are. They're
they
Shields
are the people that brought dates to this country.
Okay.
As far as growing and developing varieties.
Now, this is... So, am I right that this is in date chip, this would be... Just vanilla ice cream and dates?
No, I believe I put rose water in that.
Oh,
and
yeah, date rose water with dates in it.
Those are the dehydrated dates.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you taste that and compare it to the soaked dehydrated dates. Hmm. We do a fig ice cream, and we do an apricot ice cream, apricot orange blossom.
No, this would work for me.
You like it? Let me taste it.
I like this.
Let me taste that.
Okay. Did you forget that this is good?
Yeah, let's pass it around.
No, this is good. I like that.
I don't think... Little rose water. I think it needs a little more rose water.
I think it's fine. But do you guys want... Do you want to try your own ice cream?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, good. Oh, no, that's all right.
I think... Beautiful. You know what?
That's all right. Beautiful. Don't worry. We'll get that. All right, and this one is what?
This has more rose water. Taste it.
All right, and this is date chip.
So this was the date, the dehydrated date chip that I actually soaked with some rose water.
Ooh.
It's very floral.
Rose water is always good.
Rose water is great.
Yes.
Now, what is rose water?
Well, I think they take the petals.
Oh, okay, and it's infused, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rose water is something that just tastes, like, pretty.
Yeah, it does taste pretty.
It has a nice aroma.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. All right.
Floral. Well, Ariella, you like the apricot orange blossom.
I love the apricot orange blossom.
So just out of the two, I think I like the date chip a little bit better.
The first one.
But that's okay.
The texture.
Now, which one made it? Or we don't
know
yet.
No, you know what? I brought these special for you. And I'm not kidding. I was thinking, it gets just monotonous. Let's create a new flavor. And I think dates of all the dried... Apricots are the most popular dried fruit.
Thank you.
And apricot orange blossom did really rise in the charts.
Mm-hmm.
And prunes are on the bottom.
Now, what about raisins? Because rum raisin is a big thing, obviously. And what I've noticed is some flavors, when you put the dried fruit into the ice cream, they perk right up and they get plumpy and juicy. Which may not necessarily be good, which did not happen with the dates.
Listen, I think you're absolutely, it's erroneous what you just said. This is apricot orange blossom. I did bring it.
You mean I'm wrong? I'm wrong?
You're wrong.
About raisins.
What happens is you put raisins into ice cream and they become rock hard to the tooth and you will go to the dentist.
Okay, so do you soak them? Well, that's it. So you soak the raisins.
Yeah, and you really need to soak most dried fruits.
Okay.
We hydrate. Let's say hydrate them.
All right. Now I'm eating what now?
That is the apricot orange blossom.
Okay.
So,
right.
You know, this whole Mediterranean flair here was pretty big. And that was a success. I think that the dates will go too. You like that?
Mm.
Floral.
It's floral, but it has a little hint of...
Rose water.
What about the rose water?
No, I love rose water. Do you have a just rose water flavor?
I think you should make one. Okay, good, Ariella. I will.
Because it has a little bit, and not a lot, but it has a little bit of like an orange sickle taste to it.
Yes, and the apricot looks, the bits of apricot have a nice eye. Whoopsie. Do we have napkins?
No, all right.
Good question.
No, we're here.
Here, yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Yes.
All right. So that is apricot orange blossom. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
that one became successful. That, you know, the date.
That one actually worked.
Yeah, the dates and stuff, they didn't really take off.
And the prunes.
Yeah.
The prune Armagnac.
Prune Armagnac.
Though Joe likes flavors with... A little liquor, I remember. So I brought you bourbon pecan.
Bourbon pecan.
Okay. Bourbon pecan is where?
This was bourbon pecan.
All right.
But you know what? You want to stay Mideast for a while? We did this pomegranate molasses one, which is sweet and tart. Let me know how you like that.
Now, this is what again?
Pomegranate molasses. They take...
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Get open your mind.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
And a fear savior. No food. That's what our motto
okay.
is.
Okay. Now the molasses is on top, but no, it wouldn't normally.
I swirled it in.
You swirled it in.
I
okay.
did. What was I gonna say? The no. No!
Oh, man.
It's
no,
too
I
much?
Don't like that.
Oh, how do you...
Oh,
good.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad we brought a failure.
Oh, God.
It's very tart. You have to...
Oh.
You know what?
All right.
The kids like sour.
No, I...
Let me try that.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's wait, all on you, Ariella.
Let's give you something you like. Oh, that's tart.
Oh, damn. That is tart. That's bad.
I wanted to bring you some bad ice cream. This is my personal
right?
favorite
right.
ice cream.
Okay, so
that isn't even tart. That's like a whole nother thing.
Your granddaughter is gagging, so there you go.
Okay, this is my favorite flavor. Oh, God, let me have a bite because that
okay,
was
go.
Rank.
Yeah, that
I need water.
Water.
Rose water. Rose water.
Give me some of that pretty ice cream again.
I thought it was boring to bring all successful flavors.
Well, and that is the point.
Yeah,
that's
because
now,
good ice cream would
middle?
Just be so boring.
Taste it first,
okay,
and
now,
then I will tell
do
you.
Do I taste that too?
Yeah,
oh,
right
must.
Now I don't have
you
can, that.
Yeah,
you
a
must
little bit
taste
of that,
that
with a little bit of this.
Okay, and that is caramel, is what I'm
dulce
looking at.
Dulce de leche.
Oh, okay.
Which is a painstaking process. Here, you've tasted that, Bob. We've tasted this one.
All right. Well, that's good. That's like a normal.
What do you mean good?
That's a lovely, normal ice cream. I like
not
the fact,
sour.
I like the fact that it has it's. Now I don't know in production.
Yeah.
You tell me this, Bob. You would know. Talking to your microphone there, but so there's the. This would be like a core in the center. Now it, when
we
you
make
produce
that
it.
Core.
Okay, but is that the way it would be served, or would it be, or would it tend to be more swirled into the ice cream?
No, it's served like that because it's really a good way to put it in. In a big 2.5 gallon, we'll put 5 of those in that
vertically.
That core.
Yeah, like a caramel spike, which
exactly.
would be as long as a one of those big what 5 gallon
exactly.
things,
right?
Right?
And
two
that
and
is
two and a half? Okay.
That is the pure flavoring without any dairy, and the ice cream itself is made from the dulce de leche mixed with cream.
All right, that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the other one, all right, okay,
this,
so
this
was
good.
Now, what
we
is
like,
this?
We like better.
This flavor needs a name. It has 3 different kinds of, it's triple praline, praline bonanza, pralines and cream. It has 3 different kinds of inclusions. It has brittle, praline crunch, and praline sprinkles. Mm. There's a lot going on in there with a butter background. I like that one too. That was, that's kind of new.
Explosion.
Yeah. Do you have what's another P?
Praline's power.
Praline power.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Triple praline power.
Ooh.
That's your granddaughter.
Hey, hey.
Nice. Yes.
So yeah,
that's
a
lovely.
Nice. Yeah, thank you. Lovely.
Lovely.
We don't want to give him another failure.
No, I want to try failures. Now, oh. Bob, is that like a vanilla base? Is that
no? It's in
a
butterscotch base? Butterscotch background base.
Mm, that works very well.
Yeah,
I like
that
one.
I like in butter pecan.
Yep,
it's the same type of background that is in the praline.
Now, how many more flavors do we have?
15, 20, I don't know. You've got so many flavors, so
right,
little
well,
time.
Grandma, there's like 10.
We have time. We have time
okay.
issues. So
do you want to choose? Why don't you
no.
choose?
No. Well, so we'll go through the news, and then we'll come out on the other side of that, all right?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
so
right,
we'll take
sounds
it, get
good.
A little more time. So where do you want to go? Which one did you think was a failure that you would like
oh,
me to
well,
try?
Oh, well, I think this is another. You want to go
the
failure
balsamic.
Success. Oh, let's see if the balsamic came out good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? This was strawberry balsamic. I think I have to taste it with you. Because
okay, go
it's
ahead.
It's a customer requested it.
Yeah. They sold a customer.
They think yeah, a good customer, very nice customer.
All right.
And I think it works. It's I thought you were more innovative, Joe.
No, it's not innovative. It's that sourness.
Too much sour. Yeah.
Is it sour?
Yeah. Wow.
It's honey balsamic.
Here, try it. If you've never had wallpaper paste, it's lovely.
Oh, I'd love to have you.
Oh, my God. Did we come here on purpose or by mistake? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, you came here loaded for failures.
What do you got here, Amy? What do we got?
Okay, I think this is good.
This one's interesting. Okay. I'm tasting with you. Now, the reason, this is vanilla raspberry.
Okay.
It was a raspberry puree, and it needs some tweaking. You know why? Because of the texture. And I know what we can do with it. I also, you know,
That's lovely.
Oh, you like it. But I don't like the texture on top here.
Well, I can understand that.
Okay, it has
I can
to be a little working, creamier on top.
I think tweaking is the word, but that's very good. That's very good.
I don't think you've tasted this, Ariana.
I haven't.
Yeah.
It could be a surprise, though.
See, I was up till 3 in the morning in the lab, and they were sleeping.
All right, what else would you like
to... You want to try this ginger snap molasses?
Yes.
That's nice.
What, you like that one?
Yeah, she loves
that
one.
All right.
You're
going to
like it.
Oh, look at the little ginger... snap on top. I love ginger snap.
This was, I do too. This was, it was a Christmas flavor that we had to start producing year round because it was so popular.
It goes so nicely with that molasses. Mm. The molasses is the flavoring in the ice cream and the G snap.
You like it?
Is there any ginger in the ice cream?
There is. And
that's
ginger snap's good.
Oh,
I'm
that's
glad
lovely.
You like it.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yay.
All right.
Success.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Can I try bourbon pecan?
I knew you were going to hurry up and get that one. You know what? Every year I bring you that.
Oh, do you?
I do.
This is the same ice cream?
You have a long year, I know, in between tastings. It's good. I didn't even have to mention it. You would have forgotten.
I know I always ask you the question about using liquor.
Yeah.
And what it does to, because my understanding is it's difficult to freeze, right?
Lower scoop, yeah.
Yeah.
It's what we call a soft flavor, and it depends where you put it in the dipping cabinet to kind of make it scoopable.
Right. Now, so you mentioned, what was the degree of your freezer?
Minus 30.
But so you can put this in there, and that would still be easier to scoop than the other.
Yeah. You know,
just like cappuccino, Kahlua.
Calypso, right.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, that's another liquor flavor.
Okay.
At 11, it's already 11:32. You can enjoy that.
Yeah, because that's rare. All right. What else would you like me to? We have about a minute and a half or so.
Okay. How does the audience feel about coconut? We have three coconut flavors. Coconut Almond Joy is in the top four, and
I love coconut.
Yeah. It seems like people love
pineapple coconut.
You can screw,
speak into the microphone.
Pineapple coconut. Give him pineapple coconut.
You can screw it up in the sense that it can come off where it tastes like suntan lotion. Right?
I know. Yeah, yep. You've said that.
But
the joy, I like the coconut almond joy is one of our top four sellers.
Now I get this when I am in your area where you get ice cream. I love this.
People email all the time about it.
No, it's a great ice cream.
We do it. Oh, I'm sorry. We do four coconut flavors. It's so popular. We do a now you're tasting pineapple coconut.
That's great.
Thank you. We do a Thai coconut with roasted peanuts and turmeric and hot pepper.
How do you get the pineapple? It's not dried, is it?
It's fresh pineapple.
It's really good.
It's really pineapple.
No, that tastes really fresh.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Oh, that's great. And there's a sweet cream base?
Yes.
Yeah.
The regular dairy base.
There's a ton of coconut in there, though.
Sweet cream would bespeak no other flavoring.
Yes, I
that
see.
That has coconut flavoring. And coconut in it.
Well, I love the coconut.
How do you feel about inclusions? For instance, I say the more the merrier, and Bob likes smooth, straight ice cream, no inclusions. What do you think? I'm curious in the general public how it comes out.
I'm sorry. Try me again.
Inclusions.
Meaning?
Cookies, walnuts, almonds, chips.
The stuff you mix.
Yeah. Well, those are great.
Well, I'm just saying that I find that a certain demographic wants straight ice cream.
And that's Bob?
No chunks.
Okay.
Yep. And I say the more chunks, the better. We do Kitchen Sink, which has like seven candies in it. Chocolate-covered caramels, malt balls, peanuts, peanut butter cups. And I love that.
Mm.
it's just kind of interesting.
I think
yes,
that Ariella? I think that the variety of mix-ins is good, like the more variety, but like SCP, salty caramel pretzel with like too many chocolate covered pretzels,
that's
I think
not
that's
not to your liking.
Yeah.
You know, one man, one vote.
Okay. All right. We have more show to get to.
Okay.
My apologies. We have to stop.
I think your crew will love tasting this ice cream.
Can I try banana cookie just on the way out?
Okay, just before we go?
You're ready to go? Okay, we're ready to go.
We're ready to go.
My thanks to Amy Keller, Bob Guidobaldi, and Ariella Guidobaldi. Ariella, it's a great pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much.
No problem. Well, it's nice to meet you, too.
This will become your business. Aren't you lucky?
So I'm blessed. I am blessed.
This is your future. You have seen it with Rosewater. For more information, janesicecream.com, janesicecream.com. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.